Hi everybody, this is Terry Laundrie with our T-Theory Observations for Sunday, June 27th, 2010. This first section is basically my big picture analysis of just picking out things that we're going to talk about, try to pick up some answers to questions that have come in the email, and then outline what we're going to talk about for the rest of the presentation. Questions that we have received have to do with bullish and bearish T. So, and the first short range T picture that I've added in the different ideas, and I'll talk a little bit about them. We have a volume oscillator calculation, and it turns out that I did not post the most recent August of 2009 computational procedures, and I have straightened that out. So I'll answer that question and give a little example. And the question is where did the null deco go? And I'll show you where that went, and there's some interesting consequences to that. And then the other sort of interesting thing was Greg sent me the Charles Nenner cycle forecast, which I will read off to you, which is different than the Woody Dorsey forecast, which is very similar to my forecast for the 40-year cycle. And it seems like everybody's coming up with one of these cycle forecasts. There's a lot of common elements. It does have a couple different points that I'm going to talk about as we get into the details. Okay, now Charles Nenner is a person who was a doctor, went into cycle research, has a website which looks like it's mainly self promotion to me. His name is spelled Nenner, and his forecast is basically summarized as his work suggests the U.S. economy will grow at a reasonable, strong 3% pace for the rest of this year, that then downshift to 1.5% in 2011, and then go negative in 2012 and 13. His cycle show that stocks will start to sniff out the slowdown in August and throughout the fall, and gradually begin the process of applying smaller price earnings multiples on corporate earnings in part due to pervasive deflation. This will have the effect of launching the market on a slow grinding path lower that may culminate below the March 2009 levels by 2012 and be punctuated by a major global armed conflict by 2013. He says there are some rallies that you can play in here, and apparently if you he probably would give advice on that one. If his forecast is accurate, he likes gold and gold mining shares, but not until midsummer this year. He recommends shorting equities around midsummer highs via the instrument of your choice. Best to focus on tangible things that will be practical in a depression and a global conflict. Well, okay, so that's what his interpretation is. There's some common elements to the Woody Dorsey forecast, which I still think is probably the best cycle forecast around. Mine is done by T's, so it's strictly speaking, it does have some cycle overtones on it. So, you know, maybe but in any case, the year 2012-2013 turns out to be a low, which seems to be a potential low, but Dorsey and I would more or less look for the ultimate low to be in the 2015-2016 level. So it's sort of a temporary bounce in that 12-13 type area. It's another one of these interesting rallies that's you can get 30 or 40% on, and then it goes down and gets the other one up. As far as his the other thing that was interesting to me, he says is you should be looking for a place to sell short in August. Well, because I have a an outstanding forecast of a August 26th peak, and he says that he likes gold, but not until midsummer this year, which is odd because gold is making record highs even now. What I think is going on is that his cycle projection for that August low is what you would get out of the advanced decline T's when you split the double bottoms. But his idea that the market is going to sniff out a problem in August is it already sniffed it out. Okay, so the cat's out of the bag, so to speak, on that point. So I think that his that the forecasts are justified in my own mind if the August late August peak was to arrive as it would as it was scheduled to do. This has to do with the null echo thing that I'll discuss as well. But it just looks to me like everything started down too early, and Woody Dorsey got that right because he was the one that said it was late April was a top. And then he said, you know, you went down, you made a bottom, and he says, and you had the top in the 18th or the 23rd of June, which the null deco was the 20th of June, so that's an inversion from a bottom to what would have been a bottom to a top, which I'll explain to you. Okay. Then he says that the summer is a bummer, and he's calling for what we call a bearish or collapsing T, which I'll discuss later. And but he doesn't say anything about August, and I'm not going to say too much about August except to say that there is probably some kind of a rally into that date. It just isn't what you're. It's not the big one that you're looking for. And then the rest of it goes on, and he has two bottoms, which is what I have. You know, it could be 12th to 13th. It could be late 2012. Or sometime in the 2013 level. There's not much of a disagreement there until I refine my cycles by counting them out in terms of months. And then he's got the ultimate low on the 2015 or 16. However, I have one other feature that I can throw in, is that is I am quite certain that the gold T that projects a rally into 2020 is correct, in the sense that all this deflationary stuff, maybe there's some wars in there and other problems, cannot be completely discounted by the market until the gold tops out. It may be that the gold will top out prior to 2020. But gold T's are pretty good, and I would suggest that the 2016 is more like the 1974 low, where you see an absolute low on the price. But you still got problems going into 82, at that time was inflation, but it'll be deflation this time, and so you won't get a gigantic mega T type of formation until you get into the 2010 level. So my stuff kind of gets dragged out. That's what the difference is, and so that's the. That's pretty much the summary on what that's going to be on. That's the way I'm going to look at it as we go through the details on that. Other areas, Nenner is supposed to have been an expert on gold. And Monday and Tuesday, I've been taking Mondays and Tuesday, I've been taking down interest rate data going back for two centuries, and the gold I have done back into the 1600s. It's interesting that. Sir Isaac Newton, who was probably the most brilliant mind in the 17th century, set the price of gold, and then it's kind of held for decades, and then it gets bumped up because there's a little bit of a price change necessary, and so it was very interesting. But I think that Nenner's a forecast on a deflationary trend is very important, because that would suggest that the gold is going to rise in value because of deflation, not inflation. And you have to be sure that you don't get cross your signals on that one, because there'll be people who are already trying to short gold because they say there's no inflation, because they think that inflation is why the people buy gold. But it's not true. It's just that gold is a standard of value. So if you go into inflation, that's the way currencies get degraded. They'll go for gold, but currencies can also just go collapse because there's no value in them, and that's the other reason that it's called a credit default. So you can get gold to do if anything goes wrong in inflation or deflation, either one of them is a presentation for a case for gold. And so you got to keep that in mind, because we're going to be doing the one-year charts for bonds and the one-year charts with indicators for gold, and you're seeing ascending triangle patterns in those, which are generally bullish patterns. And so we can tie this all together as we get into the next section. Okay, that's it for this introduction, and now we're going to start looking at the short-range T chart in the next PDF file. Bye-bye.